Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 180. What is my outcome? By Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, back to my usual recording space after a couple of tough days and recording from my bed. It's nice to be back, but I'm not going to be back to normal completely. I'm going to continue playing some previously recorded clips from the Minimalist book, Essential. I just don't feel like I'm in the right headspace to narrate to you right now. I hope you understand. And I talk about the reasons why in Sunday's episode. So I'm thinking instead of playing it by ear day by day, I'm just going to play clips that I previously recorded from the book for the rest of this week, probably through Monday. And that'll easily give me enough time for things to feel a little more normal for me. But for you, it should actually be the same. The only difference is that you'll be hearing a lot of the Minimalists over the next week and not from my usual various authors because I don't have any pre-recorded material from them. So hopefully that makes sense. And I don't want to relive Sunday's episode over and over again for you or for me. So this is just a good way for me to kind of get through this next week and then kind of start over from there. And I feel like this intro is getting a little long already, so let's get right to the clip and start optimizing your life. What is my outcome? By Joshua Fields Milburn. It is not ambition that sets a man apart. It is the distance he is prepared to go. I've accomplished a lot in my 31 years on this earth, not because I've had the most ambitious ambitions in the world, and certainly not because I'm smarter or more skilled or better acclimated than the next guy, but because I'm willing to keep going, to keep taking action, to keep moving forward when many other men would give up, give in, or give out. When I'm tired and uninspired, that's when I know I must shake the dust, right myself, and advance. This type of laudable work ethic doesn't come naturally, it didn't for me at least. Rather, it's a formula, and it works 100% of the time it's applied. These days, I avoid goals in favor of directions, but that doesn't mean I don't have a recipe for moving forward. The way I see it, you must be willing to ask yourself four questions if you want to accomplish anything. If you do this enough, as I have, it becomes habitual, and you begin to do it with everything, literally everything, from conversations with coworkers to massive long-term goals. Question 1. What is my outcome? This should be an obvious first question in any endeavor. So obvious we usually forget to ask it. We skip ahead to questions 3 and 4 and we end up wondering why we're spinning our wheels. Another way to ask this question is to ask yourself, what do I want to happen? Do I want to lose weight? Do I want to stop fighting with my significant other? Do I want to make $1 billion? Before you can move forward, you must have a vision of what you want. Without a vision, people perish. Question 2. Why do I want this outcome? This is the most important of the four questions. So important, you won't find satisfaction unless you can adequately answer this question with a high level of detail. Another way to ask it is to ask yourself, what is the purpose of my outcome? This question is the why behind the what, the purpose behind the outcome. Your purpose gives you the leverage you need to keep going, especially when you reach a roadblock. Without this leverage, it's easy to get excited about a new idea, but quickly fall flat on your face because you no longer know why you wanted your outcome in the first place, i.e. you'll lose interest. You might have that initial ambition, but you must also find enough leverage to take you the distance. Sometimes we want a specific outcome, not knowing why we desire that outcome. Perhaps you want to make $1 billion. Okay, fine, but why do you want to make $1 billion? So I can feel secure, you might say. Okay, but can't you feel secure without earning $1 billion? Of course you can. So your real outcome in this case isn't to earn a bunch of money, your outcome is to feel secure. There's nothing wrong with earning money, but you needn't rake in an exorbitant arbitrary sum to make you feel secure. To put it simply, you must be willing to change your outcome so you have a good enough reason to see it through. Question 3. What actions must I take? Once you know your outcome and why you want your outcome, you must take action. At first, it is important to take massive action to give you the initial momentum you need to move forward. Then you must be willing to take ongoing, consistent actions until you reach your desired outcome. There's no avoiding this step. We all must take action. Another way to frame this question is to ask yourself, what is my strategy? Remember, strategy is just a fancy way to say recipe. Once you have a recipe, you can use it time and time again to get the same result. Question 4, is this working? Now you know what you want, why you want it, and you have a strategy to get there. Great, you're ahead of 90% of the population. This final question is crucial though. If you take massive action and are fortunate enough to achieve your outcome right away, then the answer is simple. Yes, my strategy is working. If you don't reach your desired outcome, then you must be willing to change your strategy. As long as you have a strong enough purpose, you'll be willing to change your approach until you get your desired outcome, even if it means testing 1,000 different routes before you reach your destination. If you're not getting what you want, change is a must. After all, doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. When I was a kid, my mother used to say, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Unfortunately, as adults, we tend to do the opposite. We get discouraged or embarrassed or ashamed when our recipe doesn't work, and although we make it 90% of the way to our outcome, we give up. We quit. We fall short of the finish line. What's strange is these feelings of discouragement and embarrassment are completely mental. If we fail, we look around and hope no one noticed, and we vow to never do it again. Big mistake. We must fail. We must figure out what doesn't work so we can figure out what does. Children already know this part of the formula. Every child fails hundreds of times before she is able to walk. But what does the child do? Does she try a handful of times and then cower in embarrassment after failing? No, she continually changes her strategy. She keeps trying until she gets it right. That's what all kids do. And now nearly every person in the world can walk. We don't need goals to live a compelling, meaningful, purpose-driven life. And we certainly don't need goals to make us happy. If you're not getting what you want, though, it's a good idea to ask yourself these 4 questions. They might help you clear the clutter obstructing your path. Thankfully, this formula doesn't work only for large goals. It works for any situation in your life. For example, if you get into an argument with a loved one, ask yourself these same 4 questions. You'll quickly discover your desired outcome isn't to argue. The outcome you want is something else. Once you uncover your true outcome and its purpose, you can develop a strategy to get what you want, reevaluating your actions until you reach your outcome. The same goes for every aspect of life: health, relationships, passion, growth, contribution. If you ask these 4 questions constantly, you'll uncover myriad revelations about yourself, and you'll accomplish more than you ever thought possible. Essay inspired by Anthony Robbins' Ultimate Success Formula. You just heard What Is My Outcome by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com, and that's from the minimalist book Essential, which I'm going to be featuring for the rest of this week. The book contains a bunch of their essays compiled into chapters by topic, and it'd be awesome if you could support them since they're supporting me and all of us right now. So you can get this book and their others over at TheMinimalist.com. And if you want to support this show, this crazy idea of mine to bring blogs to audio, please come by OldPodcast.com. You can become a patron of the show there and contribute any amount you like, one time or monthly. Or you can join the OLD family and receive a bunch of free stuff from me, including a raffle every month to win a different book by The Minimalists. And that's free to join. You just enter your email address over at oldpodcast.com. And it's also just a really nice way to show your support. So tomorrow will be a continuation of today, another post from the book Essential. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.